Good day. This is Corey with Safety Man Security Consulting, safetyman.co. In our second podcast, we're going to hit a few things. First, we're going to talk about securing your property, whether it be private property, commercial property. Then we're going to talk about some windows, some alarms, some lighting, some signage, some key control, some weapons. Let's get started on securing your property. Want to make sure you have some solid doors. Get real doors, not these fancy doors with windows in them and all that kind of stuff. A solid core door with a solid core wood frame. You can get steel if you want to. Solid core is fine. Make sure you have good deadbolts that are set deep into the frame and the door that are spaced apart, so someone trying to kick it has to kick multiple locations to breach your door. Casements minute, double locked. You can get safety security window glazing on all the glass in your house. It's not cheap, but this glazing is so good. Hey, it knocks down on the ozone. But if someone throws a brick or a baseball bat at it, it's just going to bounce right off and they're not going to breach. It's really good stuff. It's not the cheapest, but it's effective for protecting your windows. Keep your basement locked, for heaven's sake. Keep it alarmed, for heaven's sake. Keep it locked and keep it alarmed. Lighting is a burglar's best enemy. You want to have automatic night-only LED lighting. You don't want to burn your lights all day. Waste energy, not good for the environment. Plus, when you turn them on at night, turn them off in the daytime, it lends the idea that someone is home controlling it, or something is controlling it, and that bad guy may get caught. So automatic motion or automatic timer, night LED lights are great. Cover. What is cover? That's something a bad guy can hide behind, around, under, or between while he or she is making their way into your property. Covers oftentimes are provided by these nice bushes. If you're going to have bushes to decorate your property, have sticky, thorny bushes like rose bushes. How many times as a kid have you lost the key to your house? With Z-Wave and Wi-Fi locks, that's a thing of the past. Your key code now is 123. If you forget it, you cancel 123 and you get 234. If you forget it, you get the idea. You have a dog walker, they get 5678. They cancel it when they're no longer walking the dogs. Someone staying at your house sitting for you, they get 8, 9, 10. And that's good as long as they're there. It's all in the memory. It knows when you're there. It knows when you're left. It's easy to turn on. It's easy to turn off from anywhere in the world. You don't ever have to ask for keys back from people or anything. You just turn it off and turn it on. And if they forget it, they could text you. You know the master code. You can unlock, lock, set, deactivate the alarms from anywhere in the world from your smart device. You can't beat it. Z-Wave locks, Wi-Fi can be backed up with a traditional key if you want, or can be backed up with a 9-volt battery that works on the outside should the four AA batteries that power it that are on the inside secure die. You still need the code. Get a dog. I have three dogs. Two I know will protect the property. One is deaf. He'll probably just look. Get a dog, train the dog, make sure it's a big dog. If you don't have a dog, you can get a fake speaker that goes in your garage that sounds like a dog. My dad used to have one. It sounded real. Get signage that says, beware of dog, leave it all over the place, inside, backyard, legal signs, legal scaring people. Alarm signage, if you don't have an alarm and you don't have a dog, you get alarm signs and dog signs. Make the bad guy think you're a hard target. Make him think it's going to be a pain in the butt to try and break into your house and steal, or worse, surreptitiously remain in your house and assault or abduct you, or hold you hostage in ransom for money. Make him go to another place. With the alarms, if you get the actual alarm, which we recommend, it has two-way monitoring with two-way voice, so we could talk to you even if we can't find your cell phone and ask you if everything is okay, and you can give us a safety word that says it's okay and a safety word that says it's not okay, I'm being held against my will. And they'll react the same and say, okay, and send the cavalry. Our alarms have interior motion, glass break, carbon monoxide detection, fire detection, smoke detection, cut lines detection, intrusion, and panic. If somebody cuts your phone lines, your cable lines, your Wi-Fi lines, your electricity, guess what? Our system still works. It's got its own battery backup, it's got its own Z-Wave connection, and it's got its own GSM cellphone dialer to get you help. So in the event that someone's doing all those things, our system will still work. We have cameras, remote cameras, 1080p, HD, night vision, weatherproof, wire-free cameras. You can turn them on and stop in live and watch them. You can look at the motion detection that it captured. You could store the information in the cloud or in your own DVR off-site. We'd like to train you a little bit in how to use those cameras so you can time them with any kind of motion or intrusion to find out exactly what's going on. Finally, prepper is not a big term like it used to be 3-4 years ago, but let's face it, you should take minimal steps to be a prepper. Prep food, prep water, prep cash, about $1,200 in 20s and 50s. Prep some fuel, whether it be propane for your propane tank to cook or fuel for a car. Prep food, food that lasts a long time, but food that you're going to want to eat. Water, a couple 5-gallon drums is good. Medical supplies for basic injuries, any kind of medication that anybody takes, make sure you have another month of somebody's heart pills, somebody's this pills, an inhaler, or whatever. You don't want to make a bad situation worse because you don't have the proper medication. And then you want to have some comfort items, candy bars, chewing gum, and fun stuff like that, games, things that people like. And finally, hygiene items. Nobody wants to deal with apocalypse breath, so make sure you have hygiene items so you can gargle and take a bath, so you're not a disgusting freak. All right, so to go over everything we talked about, securing your property, solid doors with deadbolts, window casements double locked, glazing on the windows to make them safer, basement locked and alarmed, lighting, auto, night only, LED, cover, we need bushes that are sticky, thorny, key control, remember, nobody needs a key. They just get a code, Z-Wave, with traditional dog signs, fake dog signs, real dogs, signage, legal scare, alarm signage, whether it's real or not. Recommend a real alarm. Monitoring, two-way monitoring with a two-way voice that could talk to you right through the alarm box. It monitors interior motion, glass break, CO2, smoke, fire, cut lines, intrusion, and panic. And we can still take care of you if they cut your power, your cable. All of it. We can still cover you. We have our own phone. The remote cameras, 1080p HD, night vision, motion detection, wireless. Weapon types. You could have a pistol. You could have a shotgun. You could have an electronic control device or a taser. We will come out. We will train you how to do that. We will also recommend a fingerprint secured storage location to make sure that weapon system does not get into the hands of a child or the wrong person. We can do it. We've done it before. It's just going to cost you a little bit to make sure that that weapon system is safe and accessible. If it's safe but not accessible, it's useless. If it's accessible but not safe, it's a liability. So we have to do safe and accessible. If you're prepping, prep food, water, cash, fuel, medical supplies, comfort things, and hygiene. Thank you for listening to Safety Man Security Consulting, Prepping Your Castle. Join us next week when we have another great topic, safetyman.co.